The older I get, the harder it is to recover. We were just talking about bourbons and beers. Okay.
It's Would You Rather
Wednesday. I
thought
I had 30 seconds to get all my stuff ready here, but here we go. Don't be looking at them.
I'm not looking.
You were looking.
No, I was looking at the time.
No.
On the lower monitor.
Don't worry about any of that. You just ready your mind.
Ready my mind.
And... Okay, now, in all fairness, I did not know you were going to be here for this segment today, so I wrote questions for Craig or Tim Sheridan, and then all of a sudden you showed up this morning.
Fancy seeing you here.
Yeah, and I thought maybe you'd sleep in. I know you've got this state, what is it, the semifinals?
Yeah, some
at,
big
at 2 o'clock
match.
Today. Yeah, big. It's a big deal. So I thought Matt was just going to head down there and kind of take his time, and then all of a sudden he shows up. So there you go. All right, enough said about that. Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right. So the point I was trying to make is... I had to rewrite some of the questions. Play along at home, play along at work, play along in the vehicle, whatever. It's all good.
I like how you had to rewrite the questions for me.
Well, I mean, there is a generational gap between you and Craig. So Craig would get more of the older references. So there you go. It is what it is. All right, here we go. Question numero uno. Would you rather, in a throwback gaming world, be Pac-Man or one of the ghosts? Did you ever play the game Pac-Man?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm familiar with the man they call Pac. And the ghost.
Yes. Those dang ghosts. Do you remember the highest level you've ever gotten to?
Oh, Pat, I don't know. It's been a long time since I played it.
Yeah.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather, in a throwback gaming world, be Pac-Man or one of the ghosts?
You know, Pat, I don't like to be chased.
Oh!
I don't know, I have a fear of things chasing me. But, you know, every once in a while, the ghosts do have the ability to chase you, or chase Pac-Man. So, I think with all that considered, I'd probably want to be Pac-Man.
Want to be Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always hungry.
Right.
You know, and I think it's kind of, I think of those dots as like little, you know, how they leave out the little Reese's for E.T. So that'd be like me, you know, have the little dots. And
what were the different fruits that you would eat and they give you superpowers?
Bananas.
Banana, cherries, strawberries.
Yeah. Orange? Was there maybe an orange? I don't know.
You know, Pat, I like fruit, so...
You do like fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right, so you'd be Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of one of the ghosts. All right, that's an easy question.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
I'm guessing they're all going to go downhill from here.
Oh, no. They go uphill.
Oh, boy.
Question number two. Would you rather hunt and butcher your own meat for consumption... or never eat meat again? Would you rather hunt and butcher your own meat for consumption or never eat meat again?
I'm not much of a hunter.
Much of? Have you ever caught a fish?
Yeah, I've gone fishing, but...
Have you ever caught a fish? Going fishing and catching a fish, two different things.
Pat, they don't bite for me.
Okay, so no.
No.
Did you bait your own hook?
Yeah, I put a little worm on there.
Okay, just checking.
But...
And you've never been hunting before?
No.
Okay. And that's fair, but... It's either you learn to hunt and butcher your own meat, or you never eat meat again.
See, it's the butchering for me. I mean, I love meat. I love, you know, steaks, ribeyes, all that good stuff. But...
How about venison? Squirrel? Snake?
Nope.
Elk?
How do you even hunt a snake? You just throw like a...
Throw a rock on it.
Can't get up. Can't slither away.
Chop its head off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my mom was known as a snake killer on our street.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, okay. We'd have the rattlesnakes.
Yeah?
And that would come up, you know, on the... Open the door one time, and there's one sitting right at the front door, and can't have those.
Mom.
Yeah, mom was... and you'd have to watch out, because those things could strike up to 24 hours after they're dead.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah. Muscle memory. Yeah, so... We experienced that when I lived in Montana. We had rattlesnake patrol.
I didn't know where you were going when you said we experienced that.
Well, so what we would do is there was such an overabundance of rattlesnakes, we'd chop off their heads and then chop off their rattles, and we'd keep the rattles. And each rattle represents a year old, right? So if it had 8 rattles, it lived 8 seasons.
Can you imagine a snake that made it 100 years?
That'd be a long rattle.
Yeah.
Don't
be longer
know that they
than
live
the actual
that long,
snake.
But, so we had a sports guy from New York, of all places, going to Montana.
Yeah, yep,
so
exactly.
We had just finished the job, right? And we're like, just give it some room. And he goes, why? The head's off of it. It's not going to do anything. So he kicked it, and it turned and... striked at him. And yes, he jumped and ran faster than anybody I've ever seen before. So
it's one way to improve your 40-yard dash.
I'm very aware of that. Yeah, but so if they still have their teeth and all that stuff. Yeah. That's fine.
So
but, so you can eat snake.
Yeah. What a
let's go back to the let's go back to the original question, Matt, okay? Would you rather hunt and butcher your own meat for consumption or never eat meat again? What's it going to be?
I'd probably do the never eat meat again.
Seriously, I just can't learn.
Well, it's more so it's the butchering. I can't handle that
it's
stuff.
It's a knife and
like my brother,
you cut and pull and bone it and call it good.
Like my brother went into the medical field originally before he became a firefighter, and we were at Thanksgiving one time and I saw a cadaver cavity, and I can't handle whether it's an animal or human. Yeah, I can't. Makes my skin crawl. Like all trying right. to, but
so you'd be you'd become a vegetarian.
Yeah, plant based meat.
All right. Well, that leads to question number 3. Question number 3, Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Would you rather, Matt, would you rather fight a brown bear or a mountain lion?
Well, it almost seems like certain death either way.
Not necessarily.
Like bear, you make a loud noise and they sometimes run away. But I'm guessing that this bear is not running away, and it's, you know...
You have to fight it.
It's UFC fight night with a bear.
Basically, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Bear is a lot taller than me. Stronger than me. Although a mountain lion's pretty strong, too.
Yep.
But a mountain lion's not going to get on its hind legs and fight me.
Jim, a friend of mine, again back in Montana, he had to... do the lottery to hunt mountain lion, and he harvested a mountain lion from nose to the tip of its tail was 9 feet long, 185-pound cat.
Yeah, and that's a low center of gravity too.
And, you know, bears, you know, it's a brown bear. So it's not the smallest. It's like a medium-sized bear.
Yeah. But medium-sized versus human is large. There's a reason why
they both
were saying,
have teeth and claws.
There's a reason why they were saying 100 men versus a gorilla, not 100 men versus a bear, because a gorilla, we at least had a chance. A bear is just massive, even medium-sized.
Mountain lion or brown bear?
You know, Pat, I'll probably have to go with the mountain lion.
Okay.
He's missing. He doesn't have opposable thumbs. I do.
Sharp claws, teeth, ninja-like reflexes.
I'll have to take my chances.
All right. Fine. Bonus question. Bonus question number four. Bonus question number four. Would you rather, in the middle of your state volleyball play-by-play, vomit or poop your pants?
Hey, Pat, you can't put this out into the universe with me having to go do a game today. Oh, man.
Would you rather, in the middle of your state volleyball play-by-play, vomit or poop your pants?
Well, Pat, you know, if I had to use the restroom, then I got to sit in it. Think about that. If it's a 5-set match and I'm doing that early on, yeah, that might be a problem.
Or vomit.
Vomit. I mean, all of a sudden, can you imagine watching it on the, like, if you have the video pulled up, listening to our broadcast audio wise, and all of a sudden you just see me turn to my left and heave, or you hear like this silent muted sound for like a couple of seconds. But I feel like once that happened, what is it again? Is it just, okay, it's not violently, it's just a regular
vomit.
Getting sick, yeah.
Yep. Well, I don't know. Are you a quiet puker? I'm not. I can wake up the whole neighborhood.
So that's what that sound was 3 weeks ago. You know, Pat, I couldn't imagine sitting in it. You know, now I'm going to bring an extra pair of pants just in case.
Pants or underwear?
Both. But I'm going to go with, I'll do the vomit.
You'd rather vomit?
Yes. I just don't want to sit in it. That'd just be, yeah. Promotes chafing.
Either way, I feel bad for the people sitting around you.
Might have to ask one of the contacts down there to leave a can just in case.
Again, I had to change the questions.
Yeah.
Would you rather Wednesday? This time, weekly. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for asking.
What time you taking off for the game?
Here in a couple of minutes, probably, so.
Okay. Fair enough. We appreciate it. Drive safely. Go Cats. We'll be listening to your call. You do a fine job, sir.
Appreciate it, Pat. Looking forward to it, so. Hopefully, a good one here.
Would you rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right.